Hello, beautiful and infinite beings. You know, I don't even have a topic for today's message, but I know flow will arise, and I'm in alignment. All right, let's talk about those things, flow and alignment. Flow, so important. And I was having a conversation today with Ileana, a friend in Mexico, and we were talking about flow, but the idea of going with the flow or creating a flow, okay? And you have to do both. You have to first create a flow and allow it to flow out of you. So I don't know if you know a toroidal field, but imagine a ball or a sphere with energy going out up the top, around the ball, and back in the bottom. So that's your energy field in a lot of ways. And imagine the flow that you're creating arising from the center top of the ball. You're creating and emitting it that way, okay? But then it's swooping back around you, around your spherical energy field. And through this swoop, through this glide around your energy field, in the time that it takes to be created, or in the time that you're spending in this idea, in this creation, you are flowing. So first you create the flow, but then you must go with the flow. So you're doing both. And alignment. How do you get yourself into alignment? What does it mean to be in alignment? The reason I dropped out of school is because I was not in alignment. It was when I found the awareness to know I wasn't going where I desired to go. I wasn't doing what I desired to do. I wasn't being who I desired to be. And if you can shift your desires and understand your desires and then start manifesting them, then you can find yourself in alignment. And a simple action like sitting down and writing what you're going to do to get closer to your goal puts you in alignment. A simple act of laying down and closing your eyes and saying, "I am in alignment," can shift your reality. I hope everyone's doing really well. Let's talk about manifesting. That's a good topic. Shout out to the song Manifest by Russ. How can you manifest? What do you need to do to manifest? It's a big topic, but I think all of it rounds back to one thing, and that is vibration. Big topic of mine. And I know some people haven't really grasped the whole vibration thing, but delve into it. I encourage you to research it and discover that truth for yourself. I'm walking under some banana trees right now, and the bananas look really beautiful. Thought I'd shout that out. It's really windy in this forest. It's a fruit forest. So raise your vibration. Okay, so you will never in your entire existence, in your entire life, get what you want. Okay? You will never manifest what you want. What do I mean by that? That's so negative. You will only manifest what you are. You don't attract what you want, you attract what you are. So when you start embodying that which you want to attract, boom, baby, it's in your life. Just like that. Okay? So how do we become what we want to manifest, what we want to attract? Well, first you have to align with it. You have to vibe with it. What do I mean by that? You have to be in that state before you receive it. Okay, you attract what you are, so you have to first become that which you want to attract. How do you become that which you want to attract? You become a vibrational match to it. Okay, so if you're looking for a great relationship in life, but you're always hating on people, you're being rude to yourself, you're eating sugar and meat all day, there's no way you're going to get that relationship you dream of. It's not going to happen because you're not at that vibration. You're not at that level, we'll say, of consciousness. But when you raise your consciousness, when you raise your vibration, when you start doing good, okay, not only to others, to yourself, to Mother Nature, with your words, being one of the most powerful tools in your interdimensional arsenal. That is when you can attract. That is when you can manifest. So the secret, the answer lies and raising your vibration. Because if you are vibrating much higher than something and then you desire it and you manifest it, you will manifest it because you're at that level of awareness and consciousness. So at the end of the day, to create the reality that you desire, you must first emit the desired reality's vibration. Okay? I hope that's simple. It's a bit confusing, I feel. Maybe I need to write on it a little bit. Trust, belief, two very important words that I want to touch on. Trusting and believing, okay? So, when you trust the universe, when you believe in the universe, when you trust yourself and you believe in yourself, you will always, I'm telling you, always get better results than when you doubt yourself, when you doubt the universe. Oh, I doubt that'll happen. Okay, you probably just created it to not happen. I'm not very good at this sport. Okay, well, you just created that. I am tired. Okay, now you're tired all day. If you wake up and you go, woo, today's going to be a good day. And at the end of the day, you're grateful for everything you did in the day. Holy shit, that was probably a good day. You probably learned a lot. And had you been unconscious, had you been blind, let's say, had you been not on that level of consciousness, of awareness, that level of gratitude, that level of trust and understanding and appreciation, you would never have learned those lessons. So at the end of the day, what is this episode about? This on-the-fly episode? It's about raising your vibration. It's about trusting the universe. It's about trusting yourself. It's about helping others, helping the planet, and helping yourself. And how when you help others and the planet, you help yourself. And to manifest what you want, you must first become a vibrational match to it. Okay, you get what you give. You receive what you emit. You don't receive what you want. So emit love, joy, hope, unity, and peace, everyone.